Davis Filford, thanks very much for talking with us this morning.
Thank you.
What are your reactions to President Trump's decision to shrink the Bears Ears Monument?
Well, we knew it was coming, so it didn't came as a surprise. But I've been using the word ironically, and that's just how I put it, and meaning that's how we've been treated. So we expected it, and it didn't came by surprise.
So when you say you've been using the word ironically, can you talk a little bit more about what that means?
In terms of the Utah delegations, okay, they've been treating, when I sit at the table with the Utah tribal leaders, we all echo the same thing, that the Utah delegations are not really behind nor supporting the tribes in the state of Utah. And the governor himself told us that he told us, I'm trying and we're trying to help you help yourself. And I don't know what that means. It seems like he's just putting up blockets around helping us and don't want to help us. And, you know, that's just how it is. That's just how they work against us. We've been echoing almost all these years the same thing. This is what we want. And then it's just every year we echo the same thing. We have priority listing and the Utah delegations don't come to help.
And I want to clarify for the listeners that the Utah delegation, you're talking about those who represent Utah in the United States Congress as well as the governor, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
And so it sounds like you're saying that you have been repeating the same things to the people in the Utah delegation, and they've been telling you something different. Is that fair to say?
Oh, yeah.
What deeper issues might this decision highlight, the decision to shrink the monument?
Well, they're going after minerals. In the proclamation, I understand, and I haven't seen nor read it yet, the new proclamation opens the minerals in 60 days, so probably less than 60 days now. And I do, you know, we are an energy tribe, and but I do come from a contaminated area. And I've been echoing myself, we don't want that for the Bear Ears, because I'm all for wilderness. I love the way things are since day one. And cutting down timber, mining for uranium is not the answer. We can go after other things. There's different ways of getting revenues. And this is not the way to go about it.
So you represent some chapters that are in Utah. There are some people, members of the Utah Navajo group of people, who are talking about how this monument harms them. Can you address that?
It's my home chapter, Anna chapter, and it's just a few of them. And they are saying that they're descendants of that mountain. So is everybody, including myself. We're all descendants of that mountain. And why they want to go against this, it's really the San Juan County Commissioner that's leading the way for them, and I don't know why.
That's Rebecca Benally.
Oh, yeah. And we have a position from the Navajo Nation, and why you want to go against the Navajo Nation when you're Navajo, it's really, you know, to me, I don't understand it. I don't know why somebody would do that. Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like you're saying then that the group of people who are speaking out against the monument, the group of Navajo people, are you saying that their sentiments are not reflected by the larger Navajo tribe?
That is correct, yes. If they say that they're representing the Navajo, they need to represent what the nation is saying. We're a sovereign nation. You know, there's a lot of trust responsibility that we have to do when we take the oath. And, you know, that's our position.
You serve on the Bears Ears Commission. You're one of the people who represents the Navajo tribe. What does the Bears Ears Commission plan to do now after the cuts to the Bears Ears Monument?
Well, right now we're still moving forward. We're still in the process of hiring our own director, our own project manager, our staff, and we're in the midst of interviewing people. Soon we're going to get our own building. And where that's going to be located, we're still looking. And so we're still moving. But the whole thing is in litigation. And when you're in litigation, you can't really talk about the litigation itself.
Do you know at this point how the Bears Ears Commission will be involved with monument management, if at all?
Well, I know that the San Juan County Commissioner, according to the proclamation that was explained to, or the way I understand it, the way it was explained, is that the San Juan County Commissioner is going to have a seat at the commissioners, the Bear Ears Commissioners. So we don't have a problem with that. You know, later on, somebody can sit in that San Juan County Commission. I don't have a problem with that. But renaming it to Shushja and others, downsizing it, yeah, we're against that.
Davis Filfrid is a Navajo Nation Council delegate for the Aneth, Red Mesa, Tisnos Pas, Mexican Water, and Tosicon chapters. He also serves on the Bears Ears Commission. Thanks very much for talking with us, sir.
You have a good day, sir.